Welcome to Battle Pets with Aludra and Kephis. This is episode 11. I'm Aludra, still after all these episodes, and I've been hearing how awesome I am. And with me is Kephis, your friendly neighborhood monk.
That's right. I'm still Kephis. I'm not a paladin after all these episodes, but I'm still Kephis.
I wanted to mix it up a bit.
Right.
Just try something different. It's not quite working. Okay. Oh, man. So, Kev, what have you been up to in gaming?
In gaming? I like the phrasing. Because it has been very much WoW.
And WoW is so limiting. And I'm sure everybody wants to know what you're up to in general. Because you're an awesome guy.
Thank you very much. In WoW, I did log in after the patch and was looking around at all the new cool stuff. I went into Darkmoon Fair, checked all that out. And that's a lot of fun with the pet stuff. We're going to talk about that later. I raided, and that was a good time, because I've geared up a lot since. I log in and kill something and get a cool drop, and I'm like, oh, I'm done for the week. You know? I got my upgrade.
You don't need more than that, huh? Yeah.
Right, exactly. That happens a lot. It's been happening a lot lately. So, but other than that, I actually picked up a Wii U.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah, the little Mii
still? Yeah?
It's cool. You take a picture of yourself, right? Like when you make your Mii, you take a picture of yourself on the little gamepad, and then it, like, drops down over the Mii's head, like a box of your face. Like, it's your face on the box drops down over the Mii's head, and he, like, pulls it off, and then the Mii looks just like you.
That's really creepy. Face off?
Yeah.
In consoles. I don't know, man.
It's cool. I mean, it's crazy. Like, I did it, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then I had my cousin do it, and it was the same thing. It looked just like him. I was like, that's weird. Kind of cool.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah. So there's just that. And then I'm playing Super Mario Brothers Wii U. Mm-hmm. Wii, me 3, Wii 3, U. yeah.
I like this. This is fun.
Right? Yeah. And it's a classic Mario game. I've been having fun with that. Now, you guys don't need to understand something about me. I am the biggest Zelda nut fanboy ever. I'm just going to be honest about it. Zelda. Yeah, Zelda's the best, in my opinion. In my book, it's the best. And I sold my Wii a month before Skyward Sword came out. And Aludra remembers me freaking out over this, like, really bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I should have done that.
Yeah, oh man, the regret. The lamentations. Yeah. The absolute hatred toward himself. Because it's like he forgot he could only get Zelda on Nintendo systems.
Right. My stupidity. I didn't expect it to be as good as it was, and I realized that, that was probably going to be a good game. And now that I have it, I can play it on my Wii U, because the Wii U basically has the Wii built in. Oh my god, it's so much fun. I've had so much fun. I forgot how good a single-player adventure game can be, and it's amazing. My passion is just fueled.
I've had that game for ages, actually, and I'm not really playing it. Ooh, do you think we could be friends across Wii and Wii U?
I don't know about that, but on the Wii U, the system's a lot better. So if you had a Wii U, we could easily hook up with the games.
Well, I don't have the money for a Wii U, sadly, or else I totally have one.
it's cool. I mean, it's definitely looking like it's going to be better than the Wii was. I'm a Nintendo guy, so I'm fine with it now. I've grown up a little bit, learned not to sell my stuff.
Dude, I went through the same thing with PlayStation 1, though, so I feel your pain.
Don't sell your stuff, everybody, and don't let your kids sell their stuff. It's going to be regret if you do.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing Black Ops 2 still with friends, and I've been playing Borderlands 2 with my same friend, our buddy Tats. We've been having a lot of fun. So even though I have the Zelda game, I still want to play the games that I can play with friends that I'm into. So even though Zelda's like my favorite game and I have a lot of fun with it, I will stop playing that to play a game with somebody else, like Black Ops or Borderlands, because nothing beats the multiplayer experience. So this doesn't.
No, I'm hoping if I eventually can afford a Wii U, donations can be made at my website. can eventually afford a Wii U, I'm hoping that if I get Mario Party, we'll be able to Mario Party.
Oh man, Mario Party.
Platform. Yeah.
That'll be great. Mario Party, Smash Brothers, all the possibilities. So what have you been up to?
Okay, so in gaming, I logged into WoW 5.1. I'm like, yeah! And then raids. And so that's what I've been focusing on, is getting the raiding pets. And they're really cool and awesome and fun. And I will tell you how to get them in a bit, everybody. So hold on for that. And let me see. Since we've last spoken, I beat the Walking Dead game. Yes, I know, Kephas. I know. Yes. The game broke for Kephas, you guys, so he didn't get quite the same user experience as anybody else who beat The Walking Dead, and as you can tell, he's really thrilled about that.
Telltale.
Yeah, they really dropped the ball there. And I was gifted, actually, a copy of The Secret World, and I haven't been able to play it at all.
Why?
It was like, you can't know the secret. And I was kind of bummed because, you know, the person who had gifted it to me was very excited that I would get a chance to know the secret of The Secret World. And the game was like, no. So I put in a ticket and they didn't understand what my problem was. And they're like, can you explain to me exactly what you're seeing? I'm like, yes, my password is invalid. So finally they figured out, even though I had put my code was valid. And it was a good code, and it was in their system. It didn't quite go over across their system. And they refunded my time, which was about a week that I was screwing around with their stuff. But it took them a while to understand what my problem was. Oh, and really freaky is I signed all my correspondence with my real name. And I used my personal email account. And my account name is nothing close to Aludra. And they replied to all my stuff, well, Miss Aludra, and really scared me. I mean, it really scared me. I'm like, why am I Aludra in here? I shouldn't be Aludra at all. Oh, man. But no, that's what I've been getting up to besides the holiday stuff and all that good, goody good stuff that's awesome and makes you go, yay, in real life. So I'm so excited.
So have you gotten to play Secret World any yet?
No. No, I just finally got it resolved today.
Oh, okay. You have to tell me what you think of it. Or if you can't, one of you listeners who has a gift, send all your donations to the
Kephas. Kephas also has a website with his own donate button.
Right.
Anyways, let's get on with the show. Let's quit begging for stuff and let's get on to the show where we'll beg for other stuff.
Can we please get on with the show, Aludra? Please, I'm begging you.
All right, let's go into news.
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
All right, everybody. 5.1 is hit, and it is the biggest thing to hit Battle Pets since 5.0, which wasn't all that long ago and isn't very much lower in the numbers, so I should probably stop talking now.
Yeah. Stop talking now. So I can start talking now and tell you guys about the 9 raid pets that can be found in Molten Core, Naxxramas, Blackwing Lair, and AQ, also known as Encourage 40 Man. Get all 12 and you get an achievement, Raiding with Whiskers, which will reward you with your own Mr. Bigglesworth. Hang on, let me say that again. Mr. Bigglesworth. I've got my pinky in my mouth, like, so that you guys can...
We need video.
Right? You don't even have to keep the pets. You can learn them and cage them and still get credit for the achievement. I'm reading this as she's typing it.
Yes, I didn't finish the thought because I was the one filling in all the show notes.
Yep. That's right. Slacker. I think you should leave it like that. I honestly think that you should leave it like that.
Fine, I will. I will leave it like that. Mister, I'm too good for show notes this week. Oh, look at me. I'm Kef with my Wii U.
Yeah, I'm glad you understood.
Thank you, Kephas.
That was hilarious, though. Like, I was reading, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh, new words. New words. I'm just going to go along with it.
Yeah, well, I had only had half a line there.
I didn't even... Oh, that was the one you wanted me to fix earlier. I didn't know.
Yes.
I thought you said fix the other one.
No.
I didn't even see that one. Sorry about that. I didn't see it, to be fair. I mean...
Yeah. All right, well, let's let him off the hook on that one, okay? Yes, you can learn them and cage them, and you still get credit for the achievement. And then you can sell them on the AH if that's what you're into, but if you're really into that, I'm sad.
Well, you can give them to me, because I hate running old dungeons.
Oh, dude, it is so much fun. I'm having a blast.
At least you don't have to group up and form a raid anymore.
Yeah, that's totally awesome. Yeah. I love that. You can just run in. But the raid pets aren't the only pets out there. Yay!
Oh, no?
There are new pets out in the world. How many? How about 15 new pets? There are 4 in Kalimdor. The Endonized Robocub, the Infinite Whelping, the Harpy Youngling, and the Stunted Yeti. There are 3 new pets in the Eastern Kingdoms. The Fluxfire Feline, the Arcane Eye, and the Lofty Librem. Ooh. Mm-hmm. There's only 1 new in the Outland. The Cogblade Raptor.
The coolest one.
Yes, the definitely very cool one, but not the coolest to me, so... There are 2 in Northrend, the Nexus Whelpling and the Emerald Proto-Whelp. Very cool. Ooh. Awesome dragons. Yeah. There are 3 new pets in Pandaria, because we all know nobody's over there anymore, so totally.
Right.
The Kunlai Runt, the Slumprush Rodent, and the Eternal Strider. And trust me, those Eternal Striders are just everywhere. And there are 2 on Darkmoon Island. The Crow, which is bugged, so... I don't know if it counts. And the Dark Moon Glowfly. And guys, this is so awesome because I've added these 15 pets all in the wild. Not only do they span all of the pet leveling, like the Harpy is a very low level. You can just run over there and get it with a team of level 1s, no problem. While Dark Moon Glowfly varies in level across the island. It's insane. But Blizzard has heard our pleas. Not one, not a single one of these is a critter.
Yay!
Isn't that insane? We got humanoids, we got magic pets, we got dragonkin, we got flyers, we got one beast, but absolutely no
all pets. Here at yes. Eat It Joe's.
Eat It Joe's, huh?
Yep. That was funny. There are also 2 new vendor pets, the Darkmoon Hatchling for 90 tickets from the Darkmoon Fair, and the Clockum from the Brawlers Guild when you hit rank 3, which, by the way, is really hard, apparently.
I wouldn't know, man. I'm irritated enough. I was going to skip the entire Brawlers thing. Just bye. Not interested. It's not really my thing. And then they go, and they put this Clockum guy in there, and I'm like, aw, man.
Yeah. They have pets throughout almost every aspect of the game. Anymore, yay! Except for PvP.
And finally, if all these pets aren't enough, guys, we were given 2 new profession pets. Well, if you're a tailor, that is. When tailors make their Imperial Silk, they have a chance of getting a pet. The Imperial Silkworm or the Imperial Moth. You can get both of them, just probably not at the same time. These guys are a beast and a flying type, respectively.
Oh, good thing they're not a critter.
Yeah, there are no critters, actually.
Good. We have enough of those.
We really do.
I'm still curious as to how a clothy makes a silkworm or a moth.
Well, what it is you're making silk, and you get the silk in a silkworm cocoon or something. You get it in a thing now, and you open the thing, and you have a chance of having, like, a silk moth or silkworm. And that kind of makes sense.
Oh, I get it. So your cloth actually, cloth attracts moths, silk, silkworms. Oh, makes sense. You're not making them, you're attracting
them. We're not creating life. We're not making little raggedy dolls that come to life and hobble after you. That would be so cool with little, like, mismatched legs and a big button eye and a little button eye. And oh, man. I'd love that.
A mini Fester gut.
Well, no, because it'd be a rag doll.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Kind of look like a not quite right made...
Sack boy.
Kind of look like a... Yeah, kind of look like a not quite right sack boy from Little Big Planet.
Nice.
That'd be awesome. I'd love it.
Yeah, it would be.
All right, and if you want any more information on these pets, you want to see what they look like, or more details about how to get them for yourself, their moves, just any of it, Wowhead has all the info, and we're going to put a link to that in the show notes.
And as of today, the Cinder Kitten is now for sale, and it's only $10. As we said on the previous show, all the proceeds are going to Superstorm Sandy's Relief Fund. Also, if you are interested, all the mounts are on Blizzard Store and are currently half off. But those are mounts. And I actually got today, I got the Cinder Kitten, and I actually got the last mount that I didn't have. So I cashed in on both of these things.
That's awesome. Man, I'm jealous. I'm broke.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have. It was kind of a whim thing. I was like, oh, it's up. Getting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, oh, but, and the mounts, aw.
Yeah.
I had
so that's $12 for a mount. $12.50.
$12.50.
Yep. It's pretty good.
Not bad at all. Much more reasonable.
Now they'll make the pets go on sale for half off. I'll get all of them. I'll get all the ones I don't have.
There I was, guys, in the Darkmoon Fair. I went and I changed a couple of my pets' abilities and found a bug. It seems when I changed the third slot abilities, in this case specifically to Soul Rush, I got locked out of that slot. I bring up Soul Rush specifically because my two pets with Soul Rush were the ones affected. While my Flamefly, he was just like, whatever, man, I can sting anything you want me to sting. So it was really a pain in the butt. Especially since I had to pay a token every freaking time I had to forfeit because my UI was bugged. But anyway, so yeah, look out. It did happen outside the Darkmoon Fair, so it wasn't just localized, and I put in a ticket. Third slot totally locked out, spamming it, did nothing, I died. It was sad.
Stupid bugs.
Yeah, really. Stupid bug.
Squish. Speaking of which, that pet healing bug is still a thing, guys. Actually, let me try that again. Speaking of which, that pet healing bug is still a thing. What I'm referring to is when you try to heal your pets with the button in your UI, a lot of times it won't heal them to max health. So you're sitting there with a cooldown on your healing button, and your pets are not fully healed. So you either have to go to a stable master, or use a bandage, or wait it out.
Yeah, because this hit me a few times, and I really expected 5.1 to pick up on it. I found that it doesn't happen as often if I physically open the UI and I don't put the button onto my hotbar. But if I have the UI, the pet UI open, and I click the button, then it fills up more times than it bugs.
Hmm.
But if it's just on my hotbar or on one of my action bars and I click it, then I can almost guarantee my pets are not getting healed to max.
That's weird.
Yeah, and it's really not cool, let me tell you. All right, guys, and if all this info and all this fun stuff and these bugs and these cool added things and these pets you can buy aren't enough, there are new tamers. Why did I'm making a new word. There are tramers.
Tramers.
There like are trainer. New... there are new tamers for everybody. I gotta start this whole thing over, man.
Tramer.
Yep.
I pulled a tramer.
It's the train in the background. It's throwing me off.
It is. Yep.
All right, guys. So if all this isn't enough, all the new pets, all the new mobs, all of the new instances to run, all of the new vendors, all of the new bugs, all of the new pet star pets are not quite enough for you to do with battle pets, there are new tamers out there for you to defeat. 5 spirit tamers, which are really, really, really hard, and they're not fun, and a new battle tamer over in Darkmoon Fair.
Yes, these tamers have legendary pets. That means the text is orange, not purple.
Fair. They're so
have
hard.
Have you taken one on yet?
Yeah, he kind of made me feel like my team was made of level ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took on one, and I got one through a barrier around me, so I couldn't move, and it was just, I was getting whipped. I got whipped bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, they're rough going. It's going to take us a while to figure them out. So while we figure them out for you, to give you the rundown, why don't we move on to the one boss we were able to whip in no time?
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
So the boss that we want to talk about today is the Darkmoon Tamer. He has 3 level 25 pets, a Darkmoon Eye, a Darkmoon Tonk, and a Darkmoon Monkey. They are all epic pets, which is purple pets. Don't worry, you are better than him.
You are so better than him. It only took me 4 tries to get him. And then the next day I one-shotted him. So, and it's the same team both days.
Yep.
So, don't worry. It's going to cost a Darkmoon token, though, to take him on. And that's where they get you.
Yeah. I went over and tried to battle him like 3 times. Like, what the heck's going on? And it's like, oh, you need a token. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Lame.
Which it only took me 2 tokens to take him down.
Yeah, well, you've been doing a lot more high-level bosses than me. All right, so let's talk about the pets he's got. The first one is the Darkmoon Eye. This guy is often the lead pet in battle, and out of the 6 times I've battled him, that was the one that came up first 5 out of 6. So that's pretty cool. And I say 6 because my UI did bug, guys, and, you know, I didn't realize it at first, and so yeah, I count that as 6 battles, even though I don't count it because I forfeited, and it shouldn't count because my UI was broken, so
The only time I noticed this not be the case was when I put up a pet that would be strong against his Dark Moon Eye. So I think the game, like, it's weird. It recognizes
That wasn't the case for me, because I opened with Derpy every time, and Dragonkin are strong against Magical, and so...
Yeah.
So that didn't happen for me. It's just one of the times it didn't open with him, and I was like, what? Really?
It's crazy. It happened 100% of the times for me.
Really? Wow.
Like, it wasn't a coincidence. I would switch back and forth, and it was literally like that, and I would do different algorithms to see. And then every time, if I had a certain pet out that was weak against his eye or not a thing, it would always be the eye. And if it was something that was strong against his eye, it would be something else, like the mechanical pet usually.
No, it was definitely the first one out each time for me. But this guy also deals extremely high magical damage, so keep your flying pets out of this fight. Way out of this fight. Whoa. He has an ability that can interrupt your attacks and another one that can increase the effect of his own attacks. So if you get a debuff on you, switch it out. I'd have my Netherwhelp in, and for me, he took some hits, and I mean some tough hits, but thanks to his abilities and damage mitigation, I was able to make it through the fight with him each and every time. As long as I had all 3 slots.
You want to take him out fast. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. As fast as you can.
The second pet is the Dark Moon Tonk. Sometimes lead pet, in my case, depending on what pet I chose. It was literally 1-to-1, depending on which pet I had out for me. If I had a certain pet out, it would always be the mechanical one, which is kind of weird. So sometimes he'll lead out with the Tonk. I never had him lead out with the Monkey, but it was mostly the Eye, sometimes the Tonk, and then never the Monkey in my case. The Tonk deals extremely powerful mechanical damage and comes equipped with that pesky self-res that mechanical pets have.
Ooh.
Now, the cool thing about the Tonk is if you have a strong elemental pet, you're going to be able to handle him without any problem because if you use your strongest elemental attacks to overpower the Dark Moon Tonk while weakening its attacks with your elemental type advantage, you will have no problem with him, and you'll be able to outlast his self-repair.
Yeah, I didn't do that. You know what I did is I have, I add my Bandicoot. I had Crash my Bandicoot kit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I named my things weird. And what I did is I'd use Poison Claw, and then I'd switch it out with my Bee, or my Glowfly, and he had 2 poisons, and so I'd stack poisons on him and then claw him down. Mm-hmm. And that worked. I mean, he went down fast. Because I don't have a high-level elemental pet, at least not one ready to take on them.
I used my Corehound Pup and just spammed my elemental attack, and his attacks were weak against me because I'm an elemental, and my attacks were strong against him because I'm an elemental.
Yeah, so, I don't have an elemental, so that's really cool. But remember, so guys, I was able to muscle through the type disadvantage. If you got your strategy down, you can too, okay?
Yep.
Finally, his last pet is the Dark Moon Monkey. Now this guy, this is the guy here. This is the make or break for me. I don't know about you, Kef, but he was the one who decided if I won or lost. This pesky monkey, I like that, will most likely stun you at least once during battle. So when you're stunned, you switch out, man. There's just nothing else for it. If that's your last pet, then you're boned. Because that stun is pretty brutal. He has the ability to increase the potency of his attacks and decrease the potency of yours. So he's got an ability that will lower... Oh, geez, yeah. Let me do that again. He's got an ability that increases how hard he hits you and will decrease how hard you hit him. So he's crazy. This guy is a little buff bot. A strong mechanical pet is your best option against him. It will deal higher damage to the beast type, and if it does manage to be taken out, you'll get a second chance with his self-res. Once again, this is another one I stacked poisons on until my flame fly invariably died because bananas were falling from the sky and it was crazy.
I had a mechanical pet again, so I had two type advantages over him, and with the mechanical pet, it was actually the last one I had alive, and he did stun me, but I was able to outlast his damage and overpower him easily with my turret and my other mechanical attack.
I have lost this monkey by a matter of points.
Yeah, this is his trick, but you can take him out. It's kind of like the first one. You need to take him out fast, as fast as possible. He's going to probably stun you, so it's good to maybe let him stun a different pet and then bring your mechanical in and finish him off if you can.
Yeah, though I've had it go where he stuns my first pet, and then I bring the second one out, and then he attacks it, then stuns the second one. So
yeah, you got to do it quickly because there was a long cooldown on his stun. So let him exhaust his cooldowns on one pet, and then finish him off quickly.
Yep.
Otherwise, he will stun you again. The Dark Moon Eye, I think, was the weakest. It didn't do much, depending on what.
The Dark Moon Eye is really easy to get out in a few rounds, just a couple of turns, three or four, and he's gone. So
if you let him hang around, he'll get worse, but...
Yeah. So it looks like we need a Dragonkin, a Mechanical, and a Elemental pet to take this guy on. So there you go, guys.
Yep. He's not that hard. There are pets, tamers out in Northrend that are much harder than this guy. Mm-hmm. So
definitely. Definitely.
This is actually a very good level 25 pet to take on first.
Yes, and he has a chance of giving you a Dark Moon Eye in the bag of spoils you get from him. So I've been doing it just about every day.
It's worth it.
Because I wasn't online on the first.
Yep.
All right, so now we have talked about the new pets. We have talked about one of the new bosses. Let's talk about one of the biggest, most coolest things that Blizzard has put in with this patch in Pet Spotlight.
Pet Spotlight.
Did you want to do the intro to this one, or?
Yep, I can do it.
Okay.
So, for this installment of Pet Spotlight, we are going to talk about Battle Stones, which I haven't found any yet. Neither in the auction house, nowhere.
I haven't found any out in the wild, but I bought one on the AAH.
Yeah. I haven't even found them on the auction house. They're never there for me.
I've only ever seen one on the AAH, and I bought it. So, I've heard other people say they've found them too, so let's talk about that, shall we? These are supposed to be found when you battle pets at higher levels than your team. The stone will be the same type as one of the pets you battled. So if you're going around trying to power level a couple of pets with a level 25, you're in a level 10 zone, you have a 5, a 5, and a 25, then you might have a chance of getting them these stones to drop. I'm not sure if it averages, though. I have heard of people farming them up this way. And I say they're supposed to drop because I still haven't gotten one to drop for me. So, for me, it's still unsubstantiated rumor.
Yeah, it's patch notes, but yeah, I think it's rare. But that must be where they're coming from, otherwise, where else were people? I don't know, because I think these are the only ones that aren't soulbound. I think all the other battle stones that you get are soulbound, so these are the only ones that you can sell.
I'm not entirely sure because these are type bound, and the one I got off the auction house didn't have a class attached to it.
Yeah, the ones that aren't class specific can also drop, I believe.
I don't know. We'll see. We're going to keep trying.
Yep. These also have been said to drop off tamer bags that you can get as a reward for your dailies. Now, these, I believe, are soulbound, however.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen one of these either, and I've been running around doing my dailies, you know. A, for the pet points. I mean, my pets need a level. And B, because I'd really love to see one of these drop into my bag. Hello.
Right.
All right. Watch me mangle this. This is going to be great.
Mm.
You can buy polished battle stones from Commander Lo Ping, the Justice Point vendor, in case you didn't know him by name. I mean, me, I know him totally by name. We're bros, but just in case. Yep. We're pretty tight. He's a rarity fan.
Yep.
They're going to cost 1,000 JP. So, hey, it's not like you're using them for anything else, right?
Right.
He is located at this temple in Town Long Steps that I'm totally going to mangle the name of. It's
Nuzao?
Oh, yeah, gee, Nuzao. I'm not very good with
the temple with the ox.
He's located at Ox Temple in Town Long Steps. That's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it Magical Ox Temple. These stones will upgrade any pet to uncommon quality and are BOP, so you can't buy them and sell them, guys. Sorry.
Nope. So in other words, this whole point was useless.
Kind of. I mean, yeah, uncommon pets, like we've discussed before, they're not the best to take into a battle. So, unless you're sitting there on a mountain of justice points and going, man, I just want to get rid of these grays, they're embarrassing me, but I don't want to catch any more, so let me get them to uncommons, at least people understand uncommons, then there you go. Right.
Yep. It's better than nothing, I suppose. I think that's the point. These aren't the ones you're trying to shoot for. I wouldn't go farm justice points for these by any means.
No.
That'd be kind of silly. And in case you're wondering, uncommon is green, if you're a color-oriented person.
Yes, so there's two types of stones. How fun is that? One of them, me and Kef obviously don't care for. We're so elitist. So, yes, we're terrible. We don't even have any battle stones, and we're discriminating against them, dude.
Right? I know. we're stonesists.
Stonesist? No, we're colorists.
Colorists. Oh, that's bad.
Yes. No, we need another word for that. We are not that. Yeah.
We're not that.
We are qualityists.
No. There you go. Sure.
So a colorist works in cartoons, and they color things and in comic books, so that wouldn't be that bad. But then I had to go give it a negative connotation, so I'm sorry, everyone. All right. Battle stones also come in family-specific type stones and just upgrade any old pet type stones. Don't worry. If your battle stone is family-specific, it'll say so in the name. You really can't miss it.
All right. I think those are the ones that you get from the tamers. No, those are actually the ones that drop all the pets themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. A little confusing, a little bit.
Just a little bit. So we hope we cleared that up for you.
Yep. So, I had to say that excitedly because it's... You get a stone, beating the odds and making fun of your friends. How do you use it? Well, first, you summon the pet you want to upgrade. Then you select him and use the item in your bag. He will be upgraded instantly.
Yep. Now, I've only found one stone on the auction house, and it was going for 5K. And I was like going, oh my god, it's 5K. I'm totally getting ripped off. But that's the only stone I have ever seen on the auction house ever. So now I'm not feeling so ripped off.
So what you're telling me is when I get a stone, I want to sell it for a little while.
If that's what you want to do, sure. Yeah, I'll buy them off you, dude.
Cool. I have plenty of blue pets right now. But there are some that I would love to upgrade, so I don't know.
Well, I upgraded my Min Infernal, who was a gray. And he's the I'm not camping for that guy anymore. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I like his stats. He's probably not, like, there's some really crazy guys who have decided what the optimum stats is for each pet individually. Yeah, I don't care about that. I wanted a blue Min Infernal. He has got some awesome moves, and I wanted to see them in action, because a gray pet, he can't even go against another gray pet without feeling bad for himself. So, no. I upgraded the text around his pretty name, so now he's a blue quality, and he's like, yeah, roar! Fear me! And he's really awesome, and I run around, so I really think it's a 5K well spent. Because I've spent more on that on individual pets.
Sure. Oh, yeah. True. That's true.
And that's what I looked at as an investment. I'm buying a pet, basically. So.
Yep.
I'm sure with time, we'll hopefully see more of these out there.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
I really hope so. It's exciting. Because, yeah, I'm totally thrilled.
You can finally upgrade your pets. Quality.
Yep. And that's our show. If you would like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Ooh, announcer voice. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and wherever it is we are posting this thing nowadays. I'm not even sure, but we're looking into more, so don't worry, guys. Oh, wait, we have an RSS up on BattlePet, too, so there's that, too. You can follow us on Twitter. Kefis is at TheKefis, and I am at Aludra_AIE. And just for more podcasting fun, Kef and I have guest spots lined up. Between now and the next, yes, Kef and I are both going to be on Arcanium of Azeroth and Dark Moon Herald. I'm going to be on Tadpool Tech this week as well, so yay!
Yay!
I know, we're really excited about all these great guest spots we have lined up. Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane. Thanks for listening.
Now I'm going to go calibrate my Wiimote, if you know what I mean.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.